Hello, my name is Brian Keller, and today I'm going to be showing you how you can take advantage of some of the manual testing tools that we've built into Visual Studio 11 to conduct testing of your Metro-style Windows 8 applications. So in order to do what I'm going to be showing you here, you will need a copy of either Visual Studio 11 Test Professional, Premium, or Ultimate. Right now, all of those products are in beta, and you can download them and use them for free. And then we also will need you to have a license to Team Foundation Server. There's a few different ways you can get access to that. We have a brand new version of Team Foundation Server 11 called Team Foundation Server Express, which is free, and you can install and get started with that in just under 30 minutes. You can also use a hosted Team Foundation Service account. If you don't have access to that, I'll provide a link in the video comments with how to sign up for your own account. And then, of course, you can also take advantage of an on-premises Team Foundation Server. And then finally, you'll need, of course, a Windows 8 Metro-style application to test with. You don't have to use a custom application to try this out. In fact, you can use any application. I'm going to be using the built-in finance application that ships with the Windows 8 Consumer Preview. So let me show you how this works. I'm going to switch over to a virtual machine that I have pre-configured, which you can download as well. I'll provide a link for that. And this is a tool called Microsoft Test Manager. Microsoft Test Manager is a tool that we built originally for Visual Studio 2010, and it's a tool that manual testers can use to get in and organize their test cases and then run their tests. And when they file bugs, they can file those in a rich manner that gives developers everything they need in order to understand and fix the issue. So what you'll see here within Microsoft Test Manager is I have a list of all of my requirements. And then over here, for this particular requirement where I'm viewing a stock price by time range, I'm going to have a test case which I've written that allows me to go through and validate that functionality. So if I open up that particular test case, you can see it's basically just a list of steps in here, and that reminds the tester exactly what they need to do in order to test this functionality. The other thing you'll notice here is that I have this kind of Twitter-style syntax, and the Twitter syntax right here for stock price is actually bound to the parameter values column. So what that allows me to do is write a single test case and ask the tester to run that multiple times, maybe for US addresses and Canadian addresses and that kind of thing. Now, if you've used Test Manager before, then you know that you go to the test column or the test tab to actually run your test case. But I'm going to do one thing a little bit differently on this screen, which is instead of just launching the test runner from here, I'm going to first select which Windows 8 tablet I want to run my tests on. Now, this can be a touch-enabled device, or it can be really any machine that's running Windows 8 and has the Metro-style interface that you want to test with. And so here I have my machine configured. I've typed in the machine name. That looks correct. If I hadn't already done so, I would need to make sure that I've installed the remote testing tools on that other machine. I'll provide links with step-by-step instructions for how to set that up. But now that I'm ready to test this, what I can do is just say run. This is now going to connect to my remote device, which is sitting beside me here. And now, over on my remote device, I've received a notification saying that the testing session has started. And so now what I'll do is I'll just go through my test case. So on my desktop machine, I'm just looking at the list of all the steps I need to perform. So if we go back over to the desktop machine, you'll see here that it's asking me to open the finance app. It's telling me which stock price I need to look up. So here I'm going to look up the Microsoft stock price. And then if I come over to my tablet application, as I sort of scroll through here, I can just open up the test application. I can go over to the page where I'm going to be looking up the particular stock price I'm interested in. There's Microsoft, and of course the stock or the test steps are telling me to look at this by day, by week, by month, and so on, just to confirm that everything looks good. And that looks pretty good, so I'm satisfied with that test case, and I can go back to the home page now. So what I'll do back over on my desktop is I'll just go ahead and say that yes, this passes. And I can pass the entire test case, and I'm happy with that one. So that's great. I know that that one works. Now let's test this other row of data that I have, which is my second test iteration. And so when I start this test, you'll notice here that it's now asking me to look up the stock for Zynga. And so if I come back over to my finance application on my tablet, I open this up again. I've already put Zynga in my list, so I'll just open up Zynga, and I'll go through those test steps again. So far, that looks great. these graphs look pretty good. But what you'll notice here is that I get into the 5-year and the full time range. Because Zynga has only been on the stock market for a period of months now, the stock ranges are actually not rendering correctly for Zynga. So for this particular stock, it looks like the time ranges need some adjustment. So I think that's a bug, and I'd like to file that back to the developer. Now, one of the really nice things about this experience is that I can drop right into my desktop here, and I can go down to that particular test step where I noticed the problem, and I can say that I want to capture a rectangular screenshot. And now what it's doing is it's pulling over that screenshot from my tablet. It allows me to grab that screenshot and attach that to this particular test run. I can also go ahead and, of course, file a bug, and I can say that, for Zynga, the stock range appears incorrect. And then if you notice, when I file this bug, it's going to have lots of rich data for the developer. So it has the number of test steps and exactly what I ran as part of that particular test case. What's really cool is that if I open up this action log, the action log is going to show me exactly what I did click by click throughout that entire application. So you'll see here that I started on the start screen, I opened up the finance application, and so now when the developer gets this bug, they'll be able to go straight through here and understand conceptually exactly what I was doing when I encountered this bug. Because of course, one of the big problems when you're doing software testing of any application is that when you file a bug back to a developer, one of the common reactions, of course, is it works on my machine. You know, we've all been there. And the problem is that you don't always have the full context with which the tester was able to reproduce that particular bug. Now, this is a really basic example, and chances are you could probably convey it over email or just by describing the bug to the developer, but you can imagine a much more complex scenario where this type of information would be very, very helpful. So that's one type of testing. That's called formal test case management, and I'm going to save that particular bug. And what we'll do is just go ahead and indicate that this particular test case is finished, and we'll save that. And I forgot to mark it as fail, so I can come back here and mark that as fail. Now, that's one particular type of testing where you start with a test case and you write the test cases for the individual requirements and you run those test cases kind of on a daily basis. But there's another type of testing which is gaining popularity, which is known as agile testing or exploratory testing. For Windows 8 developers, I like to call this fast and fluid testing. And the idea is that you don't start with a test case, but rather you put on your hat as a tester and you just jump into the application and you just start trying to find bugs. Just by doing some things that you think might, you know, be a way to break the application. And that's a really nice technique. It's a way that a lot of bugs get surfaced. And again, it allows you to kind of skip that intermediary step of writing the test cases. So we've introduced that approach within Microsoft Test Manager as well. And in order to access that, I'm going to now go into an area called Do Exploratory Testing. And instead of starting with a test case, I'm just going to say that I want to start exploring this particular test run. And it's going to do the same thing. So now, if I move back over to my tablet and I start kind of capturing some actions here, and you know, I'm just going to click around and maybe open up some applications. It doesn't really matter what you're doing here. I'm just generating some actions here. Now when I come back, let's say that I found a bug. Maybe I want to capture a screenshot. So I'll just, grab a screenshot there. And I want to go ahead and create a bug, and I'll say some bug here. Notice that that it automatically includes that rich action recording. And so one of the things I might do during an exploratory testing run is I might scope the actions that I've performed down to the ones that are most relevant, because I may have been in this particular exploratory testing session for the last, 45 minutes before I found a bug. And so what I want to do is help the developer a little bit by showing what the most recent actions are that I think caused that bug. And now I could go ahead and save that bug, but the other thing that I would like to do at this point is also create a test case. because what I would like to do is be able to reproduce this in the future. So after that particular bug gets fixed, I want to be able to come back and make sure that we're testing it on a regular basis so that we don't regress that functionality in the future. And so I could come in here and you know, clean up these steps and make it look like a proper test case. And then when I save this, it's going to put me back into the exploratory testing session. I could go find other bugs, create new test cases. When I'm done testing, the important bit here is that when I come back to this particular test plan, it already has that test case that we easily created based on the actions I performed. And so that's something that we could capture moving forward. So that's just a really quick demonstration. It should hopefully give you some ideas of how you can take advantage of manual testing for your Windows 8 Metro style applications. And of course, everything that I just showed you works for other types of applications you might be testing as well. So I would encourage you to get in there and check out Microsoft Test Manager and start using that to not only help you track your test cases and be able to run your test cases in kind of a more productive manner, but also to make sure that when you do find bugs, that you're capturing really rich, actionable bugs that make it easy for developers to understand what's going on and ultimately to fix the software. So thanks for watching.